a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Fargin?
Here.
Gibson?
Here.
Gosh?
Here.
Hoffman?
Here.
Hunha?
Here.
Moser?
Here.
Rausch?
Here.
Trevorville?
Here.
Wick?
Here.
Cronin?
Here.
And Lust?
Quorum being present. I would like to extend wishes to our internet listeners. If you are listening today, you're diehard, because we're not going to do a whole lot in this committee, but talk about some organizational matters. We don't have any minutes to review. I would like to introduce to the committee my vice chair of the committee, Assistant Majority Leader Representative Cronin. Grace Curtis is the secretary. David Orpon is our chief guy in charge of all things technical. Interns, why don't you introduce yourself? Stand up and introduce yourself, Linnea and Jordan.
I'm Linnea Miller.
Pages, why don't you introduce yourselves for us? Very good. Well, welcome. Another intern. I'm sorry, Brian. I apologize.
I'm Brian Simpson, and I'm working for Representative Hoffman and Representative Morgan.
Very good. Will, are you interning today? Or? Well, welcome to this jam-packed crowd for State Affairs.
Mr. Chairman, we have an intern. Oh. Kelsey's carrying coffee, but Kelsey, come on in.
I'm working in here.
Oh, I'm Kelsey Simonson, and I'm working for the House of Dems. From Sioux Center, Iowa, originally, but I was at USC.
Very good. Welcome to all of you. No one lobbyist. No, we're not going to take testimony today, but obviously, we'll remind those who are listening that if you're going to testify in your lobbyist, be sure to sign in and make sure you wear your badges. Just some housekeeping matters for the committee. As much as possible, you know, we will adhere to the rules of decorum. If you are addressing witnesses, please address them not by their first name or last name. Mr. or Mrs., if they're a representative, they're use their proper title. I think that's important to maintain the level of integrity of the committee. I would ask that, as members of the committee, you know, just be diligent, read your bills beforehand. Regular attendance is expected and required. We will start promptly on time, on the posted time. And the next meeting we will have will be at 8:30 next Wednesday to accommodate some requests by members of the committee. So that'll be our next committee meeting. We will start promptly on time. If you're going to leave the room for any reason, please let us know. Tell me or the vice chair. Let us know where you're going to be, where we can get a hold of you, and why we're stepping out. You know, a lot of the stuff to the veteran members of this committee is nothing new. But you know, obviously no newspapers, texting. Please don't be texting while we're up here. I would ask that you devote your time and attention to the matters at hand, as we tend to get some more significant matters in this committee. I will post the time and the schedule in advance of all meetings. Check the internet as well as the bulletin board. And I'm not guaranteeing that I'm going to take up bills in order. There may be instances where we have someone from out of town that or asked to testify before leaving, and I will be exercise discretion in that regard. So it may not always be as posted on the agenda. Again, for witnesses, to all you witnesses out there, address the you will run things through me as the chair, and that helps their efficiency. Make sure you sign in the witness list. All questions will go through me. I will be flexible, and if you do want to have a multiple line of questioning, just ask for the latitude to do that, and I will grant that. I'm not a stickler on the follow-up part. If you are getting excessive with that, I will intercede and make sure that you're cut off. But I will grant discretion to members of this committee if you want to ask. But I do ask that you request to do so. I think it helps you question more succinctly if you don't have to interrupt it with a follow-up request. Cell phones will be off at all time. I will be assigning agency bills to members of the committee, and Representative Hunoff, if you will designate those members of your caucus to carry them in your caucus as well, we will proceed in that manner. Who on this in the committee is going to use books, the binders? Can I get a show of hands? Okay. Linnea, could you just make a note of those who are going to, and Grace? So we have Representative Wick, Representative Hoffman, Representative Abdallah, Representative Rausch, Hunoff, everybody, Blake and Gibson. Okay, so quite a few. Just make a note of that, and Grace, you could make a note. Everyone else will be paperless, and that will be duly noted. I would ask both of witnesses and members of the committee, if you have an amendment to a bill, try to get it in writing and have it before the committee, have it ready. I realize sometimes we get into the hurly-burly of the examination, you have a change then, and obviously that's going to happen. But as much as possible, try to get your amendments in writing to us in advance. I think it helps for the flow of the committee to do that. All right, as I've announced, we'll have their next meeting next Wednesday, the 19th at 8:30. We have a couple bills, I think, already, agency bills that we'll take up, and I expect things to pick up significantly from there. Any comments or questions by the committee? We'll have lots of fun. It'll be a good committee for those who are new to the committee. It can be, this is a good committee. It can be very enjoyable. We tend to deal with some of the more controversial issues, and I would ask that you be sensitive to that, both in sense terms of time and the matter and subject matter we're discussing. Some of it can be very sensitive, and just keep that in your head at all times. All right, with that, I would ask, if there's nothing further for the committee, I would ask...
Move to adjourn.
Second. Thank you. Any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank